Jimmy Scribner, playing all of the parts in his fun-making Johnson Family. In just a moment, Jimmy Scribner presents the Johnson Family. Friends, if you have a collection of spare change you've been saving at home, take it to your bank, post office, or retail store tomorrow and exchange it for war stamps. You'll be helping our war effort and you'll be helping yourself toward financial security. You see, all coins are needed in circulation to help the wheels of our war industry go around more smoothly and quickly. New metal cannot be used for coins because it must go into tanks, bombers, and other weapons to smash the Axis. Your coins in war bonds will be helping you towards financial security. Mr. Samuel Sampson informed Papa Johnson that he had returned to the Johnson Hotel to die. Papa has been frantic. As we look in now, Papa is talking with Pee-wee in the hotel lobby. Mr. Sampson has returned to his room.
I tell you, sir, I ain't never seen nobody where look so much like a ghost as he do with you, son.
I sure ain't. I must not have seen on my dinner, but did I hear him say that he was going upstairs and die now?
He's going to do it, too. Sure as he's living, he's going up there and dying in the hotel on me. That's what he's going to do to me.
I thought I heard him say that's what he's going to do, sir.
Both the world and moment of death, son.
I no wonder.
Of all the prisons in the world, a man can go and die, got to come here. And that's against the rules. It's against the rules in this hotel when anybody dies at the hotel. I put a sign up on the wall for him to see. There's a sign right there.
I see it, y'all. Big letters up there say no dying here. I see it.
Yeah. I got to get him out of here, son. That's all it is to it. Mama say if you come back from that run that's there and he's still here, that she's going to chip a little piece off my head, but that's fine, saying on me.
I should do it, but that woman still will do it to you.
Yeah.
I don't see how you going to get the man out of here, though, Miss Allen. How you done paid his rent like you said, and you done spent the money like you say you done.
Done spent it all right, I sure done that.
Yeah, I know you done got rid of it, I know that.
Only way I know to get a note here is go see the lawyer Phil Price and get some unlegal advice from him.
How you mean legal advice, John?
No. Unlegal. If I want legal advice, I'd go to some other lawyer.
Oh, I see what you mean now. Well, why don't you go to a good lawyer?
Because I don't think of no legal way I can get a note here.
You ask me, Miss John, I think you're stuck with him.
I'd give anything in the world to know what's in this envelope you done give me that hole.
You say don't hold him back till after he done crossed the River Jordan, though, didn't he?
Yeah. Capri instructions in there, but his funeral, you say. All planned in advance.
The funeral?
Oh, he got that all planned out in advance, yeah. That's creepy enough right there. That's enough creepy right there. Make somebody lose their mind. Man planned his own funeral.
All in the envelope there, huh?
Everything right in there, sir, yeah.
Well, I'm glad I ain't scrambled up anything with it. That's all I'm glad of.
I think I'll go over to the lawyer's place and sit down and have a little talk with him. See if there's something he can do to help me out of this mess, huh?
Papa Johnson, baby. Oh, hello.
Oh, hi, baby.
Come on in, baby. I'll come in, Mama. Hi, Papa. All the stuff we got to run and say, I just... Hi, honey.
Can I help you, ma'am, please?
Oh, no, sir. I'll stop my son now.
Where have you been, baby? To the rummage sale?
Sure, I've been to the rummage sale. Where you ain't I been?
I just thought I'd ask you, baby.
What's the matter? Don't you trust me?
Oh, certainly, sugar.
Of course you trust you, mama. She bought it. Come there from somebody where somebody been. Try to sue somebody or something.
I ain't done it. I ain't accusing you of nothing, baby.
Well, all right, then.
Yeah, sir. Excuse me.
Just on the way I've been at. See somebody like a dog come to farm to see me. Somebody accusing somebody or something. You don't trust me, I have to get out of here.
I don't trust you, baby.
Well, all right. Come here, run this money. Oh, Papa, won't say no cat I got.
Yeah, let's see that, Lucy.
Papa, that's a bad woman, that's what he does. Calm down, call me something. I dare you call me something.
Listen, I ain't said nothing to you, baby.
Mama, please.
trying to start something. That's what
it's trying to do. Go start something. I dare you to start something.
Ain't that nothing that you want to hit your head against something? I ain't trying to start nothing, baby. Y'all are going to tell me this, Mr. Uncle. Mr. Sampson up there.
Where?
Mr. Sampson. He liable to be up there passing away right now.
Oh, there's that man.
Ain't
you got rid of that man, Randolph?
I'm going right now to see the lawyer about him, baby. Talk to him about some legalities right now. See you later.
I'll get
outside there. Wait a minute, baby. See, come on, son. Come on. Come in, Mr. Osborne. Hold on, children.
Missing that time, Mama. Good for nothing, Ray. That's all you're a baboon. I'll get him the last thing I do. I'll get that. Mama, don't holler like that. Didn't you hear Mr. Peterson say that Mr. Sampson is liable to be breathing his last breath?
Thank you very kindly, yes. Now, if you get any information about him whatsoever, I know you'll give me a ring. Yes, Philpott, Anson Theonis, John Philpott. Well, thank you. Well, sir, there wasn't anything in that lead at all.
They got to find him, Philpott. How a man as well known as wealthy as James T. Carter could vanish into thin air is beyond me.
Give me a little data on this Carter, Sheriff. You say he's from Lynchburg or Danville?
Lynchburg. Lived there 40 years. Very wealthy. Owns quite an estate over there.
Give me the dope on some of his relatives.
Well, he doesn't have very many. A brother, I believe, and some very distant relatives. I understand the old man lived alone and to himself most of the time.
I say, don't suppose any of these relatives could have bumped him off, do you?
Oh, no, that's not a question.
I don't know about that. I had a brother one time that wanted to bump off a rich uncle of brother, but I talked him out of it, of course. Well, let's see Joe, see who that is for you.
Hey, I'm the lawyer for my Johnson.
Well, sir, since I've been staying away from that Johnson, my law business has picked up 100%.
Mr. Johnson wants to see you,
Mr. Philpott. Oh, tell him I'm not in.
Oh, hi, lawyer.
Johnson, what do you want around here? Now get out of here. I'm business.
Oh, now listen, you old sneak night and snakes and bull rushes. Don't start busting me off.
Oh, let's see what things are. You're sorry, I'm cool.
That's what I see.
Oh, I didn't see you, sir.
Johnson, we're busy. We're trying to locate a man who's been missing for the past week. A very rich and wealthy man. I got a nice seat out of it. Now get out of here. Put him out, Johnson.
Yes, sir. Me and who else?
That's what I say.
Lawyer, this is a case of life and death with me.
Oh, get out of here, I tell you, Johnson.
Just a moment, Philpott. What seems to be the trouble, Johnson?
Yeah, I don't want butt in, nothing like that, sir, but I got a case where can't nobody handle but the lawyer Philpott.
And why can't some other attorney handle the business?
Well, just a little crooked and unlegal and on the shady side, you see.
Oh, God. Don't you believe him, sir. I wouldn't do business with him if he was the last man. Get out of here, you fucking thing, you.
You've been doing business with me. Yeah, of course it has. Think I'll take my business somewhere else, Philpott. Forget the case of James T. Carter. Good day, gentlemen.
Listen.
Oh, you couldn't stop them all for you. You've done me all the finest for you that I've ever had the chance to make. Let me get my hands off.
Wait a minute. Wait, hold it now. Don't flip-flap off the shit like that, lawyer. This is important. This is something that I gotta take care of before I can go back home.
What do I care whether you go back home or not? Didn't you see that sign on the front of my law office, Johnson? No Johnson's allowed. Didn't you see that?
Yeah, wondering what that meant.
Oh, well, now that you're here, what do you want now that you've ruined everything?
You know my hotel to die?
Samson?
Yeah.
I heard you talk about the old Billy Goat. Yeah, why?
Well, that's the reason I hear. Unlegal, underhanded, crooked, otherwise, he's got to get him out of that hotel. Even with that, I got to leave one of the two.
Oh, I wish I had a gun, Johnson. If I had a gun, I'd shoot you between the eyes. What do I care whether you get him out of there or not?
Well, you wouldn't want to see me get hurt or nothing, would you?
Oh, I would love to see you get hurt, yeah.
Oh, so you ain't going to help me?
Oh, Johnson, I don't know how much more prowly I can make it. I told you I'm through with you. Completely and wholly and wholeheartedly. Now, doesn't that make sense to you, Johnson?
Well, the only thing is, being a friend of mine like you is, I don't want to get stuck with this thing by myself. I don't want to say nothing but firing those orders after somebody did.
Orders?
Yeah.
What kind of orders?
this envelope here. He done give me this envelope and told me not to open it till after he dead, and then Father Dill stuff him.
Somehow? What about put it?
Well, all I know is what he says.
Why are you sorry?
He said that in this envelope is the plans for the kind of funeral that he wants. Red, white, and blue carriage, and six white horses, and all that, and money to take care of all the things with.
How much money?
I don't know.
Sit down, old pal. You don't stand it. Get up from that, Jerry. You fight some things and Johnson that face. Sit down, Johnson. Have a cigar. Make yourself comfortable. And I'll tell your old friend all about it.
Tell you about a man who's making $23 a week and who's doing a lot to help pay for the weapons our fighting men need. He is Robert Selm, a doorman at 925 Park Avenue in New York City. Selm has invested a total of $375 in bonds, which means that this doorman has paid for four rifles, or two submachine guns, or 18 trench mortar shells. And in 10 years, Selm's $375 will have grown to $500 in cash. You know, we can all do just what Selm and millions like him are doing. Invest in bonds. Has presented another episode from the lives of those lovable folks from the Southland, the Johnson family. Now here is Jimmy speaking in his natural voice and saying to you all,
bye-bye and bye, Bond.
Johnson Family with Jimmy Scribner comes to you as a daily presentation from Mutual Cincinnati Studios at WKRC. This is Lynn Mason inviting you to join us tomorrow, same time, same station. This is Mutual.